Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Believe me, it will find an ignition source pretty darn readily.
On way out the door, Trump Transportation Department approves bomb trains. Trump EPA's parting gifts include more asthma attacks and deaths from air pollution. Plus, Japan unveils ambitious national plan to achieve net zero emissions by 2050.
Why can't America be as great as everywhere else in the world? All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's almost like Trump is trying to be the worst president for every species.
Success! I knew he'd get something right after 4 years. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm sure everything now that we're in 2021 is way, way better than it was in 2020.
Surprise, not so much.
Oh, great.
On New Year's Day, outgoing President Donald Trump vetoed bipartisan...
Who?
Outgoing President Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I just like hearing it. Continue.
Yeah, Trump vetoed bipartisan legislation that would have phased out the use of massive commercial fishing drift nets in federal waters off the coast of California that indiscriminately killed dozens of marine species like whales and dolphins. The Trump administration also reversed longstanding federal policy and approved the transport of volatile, highly flammable, liquefied natural gas by rail anywhere in the country, including through densely populated areas and within feet of homes and schools, with no public oversight and over the objections of 15 states.
These are those so-called bomb trains that we have seen. Has been a while, but we have seen them blowing up all over the country.
Indeed. But this would be natural gas. And of course, it hasn't been a while. It's been only 2 weeks since an oil train derailed and exploded, causing a fire north of Seattle about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
In another parting gift, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency has refused to tighten air quality standards for dangerous ozone, the main ingredient in toxic smog, meaning more children will get asthma and more people will die prematurely from air pollution. One health expert compared inhaling ozone to, quote, getting a bad sunburn on your lungs. Failing to tighten ozone standards, however, does provide marginal profits to oil and coal companies.
Because, of course, it does.
And in its most consequential rollback, the Trump EPA has finalized a rule that restricts the scientific data that EPA scientists are allowed to use when crafting rules to protect public health. The Trump EPA's Orwellian transparency rule actually blocks the use of studies in which the data is either proprietary or researchers have not disclosed confidential patient medical records. Such data had previously been used for landmark regulations restricting air pollution and pesticides, but no data, no rule. A former director of the agency's science advisory board told the Washington Post, quote, this is a bold attempt to get science out of the way so special interests can do what they want.
Amazing how much damage he can do with just 2 weeks left.
The EPA's refusal to tighten pollution standards for ozone and other contaminants is a direct consequence of the Trump administration short-circuiting established federal scientific review procedures. It will take years for the Biden administration to complete the process of repairing the damage that Trump has done. But there is one positive change, sort of. The EPA finally updated the federal lead and copper rule for the first time since 1991, aimed at reducing toxic lead in drinking water, which causes brain damage in children. Health experts welcomed many provisions in the rule, but they said it omits the most important step to get the lead out. It does not require the removal of the estimated 6 million lead service lines still remaining across the country, allowing them to remain in service for decades to come.
So I was going to ask why, oh why, they would possibly do something good. And I guess there's your answer. If they do this part of it, they can block the other part of it for a long time.
Yes. However, there is some justice for residents of Flint, Michigan. More than 6 years after the city's drinking water was contaminated with toxic lead in a wide-ranging, shocking scandal, Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a $640 million settlement to compensate residents and establish the strictest lead and copper water quality standards in the nation. And finally, Japan has announced an ambitious green growth plan targeting net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The Japanese government's plan establishes roadmaps for the nation's different industrial sectors to achieve the net zero goal. It includes funding that will triple renewables in the country's energy mix and includes the phase out of conventional gasoline-powered vehicles within 15 years.
See, it's not all bad. Don't be such a crybaby. 2021 is looking up already. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
To admit, it's getting better. It's a little better.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.